Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment. Good time. Anytime you need a friend. Good time. Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit or rip off.
Good times. Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times, yeah, yeah,
good
yeah.
Times. Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit or rip off.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Good times.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. It is Saturday morning. That means it's time for all the fun that comes with talking about mortgages here on The Fan. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba to kick off your day, to figure out how to get you into a house, how to get cash out of your house, how to refinance your house, how to get a low down payment, a low payment. That's what we're all here for, to talk about your mortgages. Make sure you text us this morning early and often. Get these questions going at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. And, well, we have a lot of things to go over today, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, but how is your life? Wow. That should cover
surgery last.
That should cover about 50% of the listeners out there. They probably feel the same.
I had surgery last week, and I just want to say right up front that I really think it was probably a pretty good thing to do.
All right.
So I'm feeling better.
They finally took out that part of the brain that was keeping you from going where you wanted
to
go, right?
That's exactly right. How'd you know?
Well, I think a lot of people are in the same boat. Make sure you get in touch with us about your home loan today. So many things to talk about. It's that time of year where you're trying to get into that home before the school season starts for your kids. Yeah. But I tell you what, this is a sports station too.
That's right.
And it just so happens at this time of the day, even though it's the beginning of the show, we want to talk about your mortgages. We're first going to talk about sports. It's just the old, this is the best time to get in touch with this person I want to speak with. And the person I'm talking about is none other than Joey Anders. Joey Anders of Brookhaven Country Club. And the and here's Joey right here. Hey, Joey, how's it going?
Good morning, Kevin. How's it going?
Good morning. It just so happened last night, I was looking at my Facebook feed, and I saw something that popped up on it, and I said, this was about 11 p.m. last night, and I said, you have got to be kidding me. So I called Joe, and I said, this is incredible. People have to know about this. So I said, I'm going to call you. We're going to get you on the radio show tomorrow. So Joey, I've known Joey for about 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about your program up there at Brookhaven. I mean, you run a big program up there.
Yeah, we have a PGA Junior League here at Brookhaven. We've got, we've had over 200 kids come through this year.
Whoa. The PGA Junior League. Now, for all you
PGA
listening,
Junior League.
Not many people know what that is. My son, Nate, played on the Brookhaven PGA Junior League teams. We went to the national champion for the teenagers the last 2 years. The Brookhaven team represented the whole Southeast here, represented Colorado, Oklahoma, Texas, all the Southern states here. And then we went to New Mexico for the championship. But this is incredible. So you all, I'm going to set the stage. The PGA Junior League, you have an 8-person team that competes against all the other teams in the state and other states all over the place. You have 8-person team, Bubba.
Hmm.
An 8-person team. Try to get one team to qualify. To just qualify to be able to compete, you have to go through locals, you have to go through regionals, and you got to go to the national level. Not many. Think about all of you who are sports fans, think about your golf club or golf course you might go to. They may have a team, they may have a kids program there, and they're trying to scramble together to get 8 kids together that are good enough to compete on the junior league program.
Mm.
You not only teach Joey the 13 and under PGA Junior League teams, you're the manager, the captain of the teenage PGA Junior League teams.
Yeah, 14 to 17.
Now you won the national championship for the 13 under 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
And then you've taken both the 13 under team from Brookhaven, represented the whole mm-hmm. South, and then the teenage Brookhaven team represented the whole South. The last 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, last year you got your 13 under team didn't make it. But here's the incredible thing. Joey, what did they have? Was this the local tournaments recently?
Yeah, we just had our local qualifying.
The local qualifying.
We had 20 teams there.
20 teams in the local qualifying, Bubba. 20 teams trying to get local qualifying. You're trying to get one team through. How many teams did Brookhaven, tell us the story, Joey.
We had 5 teams in the tournament, which was pretty big in itself because you have to have 30 players to even have an all-star team to qualify or eligible. Mm. But we had 5 teams make it to the tournament, and we had 3 make it to the
regional
final 5 and move on to the next level.
But they had 5 exactly. teams of 8 kids finish in the top 10. Some golf clubs can't even field 8 kids. You had 40 kids who qualified, and you had 3 that advanced, 3 teams advanced to the regionals. And in the regionals, how many teams are there in the regionals? About 8 total in the whole region?
Yeah, I think there's going to be 6 total.
That includes Colorado, Oklahoma. What was it? Oklahoma, Colorado, Arkansas, Louisiana. How many?
Yeah, when we get to Austin, there's going to be 8 teams there. There'll be 1 from our section, which we'll only be able to get 1 in that way. And then we'll have 4 more go through a leaderboard challenge. Last year in the final 8, we had 3 in the final 8. So in regionals last year, we had 3 of 8, and we hope to have that again this year.
So,
but obviously, right now we got 3 teams eligible, and maybe we can figure out a way to get another team in also.
If you have a child, a grandchild, a friend of a child, someone that looks like they could be a potential golfer, get them over to Brookhaven because there are so many kids out there hitting golf balls, playing golf every day. They have a blast. There's just kids everywhere hitting golf balls. And so they are welcome there. They create great teams. And it's amazing. It's amazing. I was amazed.
Yeah, we're lucky to have a supportive manager right now and a director of golf. They love kids. They want us to do well. They help us in every way possible. Well, and just most clubs won't let, they don't want two or three kids out on the golf course. And our course is trying to find ways to get the kids on the golf course.
It's not like you haven't had any good kids come through.
Nah, there's not been no good golfers.
Not at all, Joey. I mean, I know. You got J-Lo right now. She's my favorite. So.
Yeah, she's an incredible kid. But I remember Nate when he was 2 years old. I was in the golf shop, and Nate's out in the front yard. And that's Nate's Kevin's son. And Nate's on the putting green, and I'm in the golf shop, and I see this little two-year-old guy just walking around making putts everywhere. And I remember him making like four or five in a row, and then getting kind of frustrated if he misses a couple. And he finally makes his last putt, and he throws his putter down and throws his hands up in the air, and he walks off like he just won a boxing match.
Well, he's going – now that two-year-old is going to go play golf for TCU here in about 3 weeks. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, he's an incredible kid.
I just want all you to know just – not only do you have the PGA Junior, you have the Penn Seekers program for the kids starting golf.
Yep.
It's an amazing program. I wanted to get you on there, and we appreciate you taking your time. I know you actually have lessons already.
Right now.
He's got a lesson going on right now.
And, you know, the thing is, Joey doesn't really have much gray hair for having all those kids around, you know?
I don't know what it is. There's a special...
23 years there at Brookhaven. I should have more gray hair than I have.
Yeah, you should.
Well, we appreciate you taking your time out, and we'll try to send as many people your way as we can, and we appreciate it. And have a good day, Joey. We'll see you up there soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you. Yeah. So,
bye-bye.
Hey, bye.
There he goes.
So, listen, mate, this is a mortgage show, but we couldn't get Joey on later in the morning because he does have a person there that's warming up and getting ready for Joey's lessons. Their whole group up there, they teach. They have a whole group of golf instructors up there. That is the place to go because kids want to be around kids. That's how they end up loving golf as they hang out with other kids. So this is the Mortgage Show, 214-354-5989. That's our text line. We're going to talk about mortgages now. And maybe if you save enough money in your mortgage, you too can join a country club like the Kevin Country Club. And you can come up and golf someday. So make sure you get in touch with us up here. We want to talk about you getting into a home. Bubba, last week I brought up the idea that just recently – there was a change. The FHFA has now allowing Vantage Score to be used for mortgages. And so this is a big deal. It's going to allow many more people. Now, there's a fight now. If you're in the mortgage world, there's a fight. There's something called FICO score. And the FICO score that is reported by Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, they're the credit bureaus that we run your credit through. FICO has owned this thing. They're a publicly traded organization. People buy their stock. They make money. They charge a whole lot of money for your credit scores, right?
They're the ones that do the trigger leads, too.
So now the Vantage scores come out, and now you have this war. And FHA, the FICO is coming out and saying, ours is better, and Vantage is saying, ours is better. Both of them are saying that based on the changes that are taking place, because there's a new FICO score coming out, and there's the Vantage score. And what's changing now is the new FICO score that's coming out, as well as Vantage, takes your rent into account on your credit score. They can use your rent on your apartment, on the house that you're renting. They can use that score to qualifying you for a mortgage. Not only that, your cell phone bills can now be included in your credit score for Vantage and this new FICO, this new FICO one that's just come out. And so, and also your utilities. So if you don't have any credit, I don't have any credit cards. Well, we can put your rent, your cell phone, your utilities. They say, they being them, somewhere between five to 8 million more people might qualify for mortgages now because they didn't have credit scores to be able to get into a mortgage. But now with the new Vantage score and the new FICO program that's coming out, that this is all going to be, each one's claiming that they're better. We don't know which one is going to be. The mortgage world, we just want to help more people get in houses, right? And so that's what's going on. So just if you are a person thinking about getting yourself into a home, just pay attention and listen to this show and get in touch with TexasLending.com and text us your questions. If you're trying to get yourself into a home, we want to help you figure out what your payment's going to be. We want to figure out what your down payment's going to be. You want to know what kind of things you need to think about. send us the following information and we'll get you going in the right direction. And that information is your current credit score, as well as your current income and your expected down payment. That information alone, we can give you some ideas, some philosophy, some good go forward thinking when it comes to getting yourself into a home this summer or even next year. So send us that information by text, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. The other thing is getting cash out of your home. So many people need home equity right now. College is starting. I just got the bill for, you know, golfers are not like football players, you know. They're not getting millions of dollars to go play golf at colleges, I can tell you that. But if you're a person who's got a kid going to college, you're going to have to come up with some, you're going to come up with some bucks. And if you got that coming up, make sure you get that cash out of your home starting now. How many people do you know, Bubba, mm-hmm. do you talk to say, I got to get this cash out because my kid's going to college?
Did anyone this ever week, see? A couple.
Couple this week already.
Just a couple this week, yeah.
Yeah, those bills are coming due. They're sending them out. If you are in that scenario, send us the following information. Send us the value of your house and your current balance on your mortgage, as well as your current credit score and your current mortgage rate. We'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your home. So get in touch with us and we'll get your questions answered. So, Bob, I didn't know if you had heard. I know you're just on the front lines taking calls, getting peppered with people trying to get into a home or get cash out. Did you hear about that Vantage Score thing?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was announced last week. I talked about it on the show because you were
I was in the hospital.
You were getting that brain fixed.
Yeah.
And or they were trying to fix the brain.
Yeah, they had it on the table during the show.
Yeah. Were you able to see your brain while they were working on? So anyway, we would like your brain to text us at 214-354-5989 so we can answer your questions. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll start answering them here on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, ready to answer your questions. Want to help you get some good answers when you're trying to get yourself into that house. The text line is 214-354-5989. We were talking to Joey Anders there at Brookhaven Country Club and the big kids golf program up there. And you could be anywhere in Dallas and get into that PGA Junior League up there. And it's just a good thing for kids. And then one thing is, I got to say this, is I grew up playing baseball, basketball, football back when, you know, that was the thing. Of course, now there's a whole lot of soccer and hockey going around here as well. But the golf thing, I never grew up golfing. And the one thing I have to say, especially after we saw this whole COVID thing go on, is you're getting outside. And if you're out there and you spend time with your child, you get to spend hours with your child, quality time with your child. You get to talk to them about the way the world works. You are there. You're caddying them growing up, and you're talking to them, and you're working with them, and thinking about how to deal with situations. And that's the greatest thing. If you're watching other sports, I was talking to a parent. Their child is a swimmer, and they don't get to talk to them. They're just swimming. They're in a pool.
Yeah.
And you're, when you go to but in a golf tournament, it's a whole community out there of just people interacting with their children, and it's a great thing. So if you are thinking of what sports should I have my kid try out for, that's a good one. It's my experience. So, but we want to help you with your home loan, and that's 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. We want to answer your questions. What's the biggest question of the week, Bubba, that stumped you? Do you ever get stumped?
Stumped?
No?
No, not stumped, but the one that seemed to come up the most is, what credit score do you have to have for a home equity?
What credit score do you have to have?
For a home
What's
equity?
The lowest credit score you've seen someone be approved for a home equity here in the last 6 months?
621.
And so if you are below that, there are some programs that say they're there, but they're hard to get through. Even the non-QM loans. And so, yeah, the thing is, you're typically riskier loans legal-wise for lenders to do these home equity loans. And so they do have higher credit score requirements. In many cases, they do have higher interest rates in many cases. But if you are looking for that cash out, get in touch with us here. Okay, we have a question that just came in. With the rumors swirling about Jerome Powell being forced out of the Fed, How fast do you think we'll see a drop in mortgage rates? So
that may have been the other question.
Now, we talk about it every week here, and you got to talk about it every week because, well, here's why. You, that be the one that's listening to us right now, you have a lot of stuff going on, and you have a lot of things you're juggling. You're trying to manage your bills, you're trying to manage your work, you're trying to manage your own self, and maybe a spouse you're trying to manage, all these things. You're not thinking about mortgages every day. You're not thinking about how do mortgage rates go down? Why are rates not going down? You don't think about this stuff. So we're going to talk about it every week on this show to tell you what's going on. And I talk with people about this, and I say, listen, since the last 25 years, in this century here alone, the only times that you've seen mortgages rates go down significantly was not because the Federal Reserve just said we're dropping rates. As a matter of fact, last September, before the election, for some reason, the Federal Reserve came in and lowered the overnight rate. So this person, Texan, said, "Do you think if Jerome Powell leaves, when can we get lower rates?" Be careful what you ask for, because last September, the Federal Reserve lowered the overnight rate by 0.5%. And mortgage rates went up 1%. I'm going to say that again. They lowered the overnight rate. When you hear, you're listening to the radio, the Federal Reserve lowered the overnight rate. And I hear, and it's funny because when I listen to the news on the radio here in Dallas, all you newsrooms all over the place, whenever Jerome Powell or the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rates, they have a script that they are to read from information that they had written down 50 years ago. And so just like why do we do things the same all the time? Why do we? Your grandmother said you needed to say you need to drop your rate 2% to make it worthwhile to refinance. Your grandma had a $50,000 mortgage. Of course, you need to drop the rate 2% to make it worthwhile to refinance. But you have a $500,000 mortgage. And a $500,000 mortgage, you can drop that rate 1% and save $400 every month in interest payments. The point is this. In the last 25 years, the only thing that has significantly dropped mortgage rates is when the Federal Reserve came in and not said, hey, we're lowering the overnight rate, because mortgage rates can go up when they do that. If the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rate right now, you might see mortgage rates go up 1%. You said, well, I thought they lowered rates. This is a free market economy. You've all been tricked into thinking we live in a socialist economy where the government sets all the rates. That is not how it works. The government does not set the rates. This is not a communist country. Okay. This is not, as many, though some people want, y'all think, this is not a dictatorship. They don't say, here are the rates. You get to buy a house. You don't get to buy a house. This is not the way it's supposed to. We have a capitalist society. There is a market for buying. If you all want lower rates, let's say you all want to have mortgage rates at 3%, then call up your financial planner and you say, I want a 3% return on my money. I really, really, really want to give you all my money and make 3% interest on it every year. None of you do that. None of you say, I want a lower rate. The free market is saying mortgage rates are not low because inflation is too high. Mortgage rates are not low because right now home values are at an all-time high. The stock market isn't at an all-time high. Unemployment is low. Employment is high. You have a bubble of every asset. This is the biggest. Everything's a bubble right now. Every value of every asset is maxed out right now. Why would you lower rates to create more of a bubble? Why would you create more inflation when we have massive inflation? Our Federal Reserve has $35 trillion of debt. Now listen, what? In 2010, they had $10 trillion of debt. After 200 some years, after nearly 200 years, they had in 185 years, we had amassed $10 trillion of debt. We've added $25 trillion in the last 15 years. Our government, if you had a neighbor or a family member and they made $50,000 a year, they make $50,000 a year, all right? They make $50,000 a year, but they spend $70 trillion a year. They spend $70,000 a year. They make $50,000 and they spend $70,000 every year. Every year. They're spending $20,000. Our government spends $2 trillion more than they make every year. And eventually that's going to come with what? Massive inflation.
Inflation, yeah.
So if you think that lowering rates is the answer, if you think that's the answer, I'm going to tell you, if they lower the rates right now, home values, if all of a sudden they're going to make more inflation, then you're going to have your starter home is going to be at $1 million. You might as well just move to California right now. Spend $1 million on your starter home, on your manufactured starter home, $1 million. So listen, when we can't just go out there and dictate that rates have got to go down. I want lower rates because I want people to be happy. Well, you be careful what you ask for, because your $20 hamburger is going to become $50 hamburger when you go out to the store. Okay. And so you're already complaining about the inflation. It's because they pumped the rates down to 2% during COVID and all the things that they printed $20 trillion in 3 years. Okay. And so that's what's going on. Be careful. So
your Happy Meal is not very happy anymore.
But here's the deal. Now, before we go to break, I want to say this. So if you're thinking, when are mortgage rates going to go down? There has been three times that then there's been significant drops in mortgage rates in the last 25 years. Three times. One of those times was after 9/11.
Yep, I remember. Right? That's when I got in the business.
After 9/11, mortgage rates went down. Okay. And it was when the dot-com boom collapsed. And that kind of all happened right about the same time. And that was called a calamity. Okay. The dot-com boom popping, and the 9/11 all kind of happened at the same time. That was a calamity. Mortgage rates went down. They are around 8.5. Suddenly they're down around 6%.
Wow.
6.5%. Let's call it 7. They went to 7%. Matter of fact, they did go get some rates in the six to seven percent range. So at that time. The other time mortgage rates went down was 2008.
2008.
The great financial crisis, a calamity. And mortgage rates went down. And you want to know why they went down, Bubba? Mortgage rates didn't go down because the Federal Reserve lowered the overnight rate. They went down because the Federal Reserve came in. They're not part of our federal government. They are a private banking institution. The Federal Reserve is a private banking institution. They are not part of our federal government. They came
in.
Yeah,
that's what I have to explain all the time.
That private banking institution came in and bought the mortgage bonds so that rates could go down. Okay. They bought the bonds. They didn't dictate rates. They bought the bonds. That's the only way you're going to get rates to go down. Someone has to be interested
Somebody
in buying.
They
don't say mortgage rates will not be 3%. We dictate that. That's not how it goes. It's a free market. People are out there bidding for it every day. The other calamity, there was one more calamity. It was called COVID. Mm. After the COVID calamity, the Federal Reserve came in and they bought the mortgage rates down. If you want mortgage rates to go down, you have to have a calamity. That's the only thing that has caused mortgage rates to go down significantly in the last 25 years. A calamity has occurred. The Federal Reserve has come in and bought mortgage rates down. Quantitative easing. They came in quantitatively and bought the bonds. If you want mortgage rates to go down, go home tonight and pray for a calamity. And you too can have a lower mortgage rate. Or just know that rates are around 7 right now. Give us a call for your mortgage at TexasSunny.com because that's where they've been for the last 3 years. So let's just live with it. Figure it out. Go make more money. Get really smart. Invent something. And then you can buy your mansion and your yacht like Bubba.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. We got to take a break. I know that was my rant. My rant-a-log, which is a monologue while ranting. My rant-a-log is over. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989. We will answer them when we come back on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We've talked about golf. We went on a rant. We want to take your questions. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. You know, I want the chicken prices to go down when I go buy chicken, when I go to the restaurant. But I don't want the government dictating what the chicken prices are going to be. And we don't want the government dictating what your mortgage rates are going to be either. We want you to be able to go out there and say, is it time to refinance now? Well, no, just get that house. Hopefully it goes up in value for you because you're here in DFW and people are buying houses still here. At least this part of the country is still booming. Get in touch with us at texashunting.com. We want to answer your questions for you after the show or in call our office right now, if you wish. But we do have a question here, Bubba. Ready?
I'm ready.
This person says, I am self-employed in trucking. I have a 700 and a 700 and a 703. If you all didn't know it, you have three different credit scores under the current FICO system through Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. But soon to be Vantage score is an opportunity for you as well. This person says they have an average, the middle score of the three is 700. They gross $260K a year. Now, because Bubba and I have done this for a day or two, we know that your gross income as a trucker is not always the income that you can document. Because truckers, you know what? Truckers are like golfers. A lot of you are independent contractors. A lot of you get paid 1099. A lot of you truck, drive for several different corporations. You drive Monday through Tuesday for this company. You drive Thursday and Friday for another company. So you're making a gross of 260, but you have to write off all your expenses. You have to write off all the things that you're doing. So truckers, in the end, so the gross income of 260, what we need to see is, as we know the objective in business is paying as little taxes as possible, how do I get a home without getting in the tax issues? Because if he doesn't write off his bills that he has for running his business, his trucking business, if he doesn't write those off, he's going to pay income taxes.
Why? Income?
He's got to pay income taxes. Why would you pay income taxes on your expenses? You don't want to do that. So here's how you do it. The other option, rather than you having to pay 39 or 36% on your income, think about that. 36% on your income, if you show an extra $100,000 of income because you didn't write it off, versus about this, which one is better? Which one's different? This is very deep thinking here. Which one is better for you, paying the 36% on the extra $100,000 of income or paying an extra 2% on a $500,000 house? So I think you need to think about paying an extra 2% on your $500,000 house, and here's why. You can get a non-QM loan, okay? You can get with your $260,000 of gross income, we have what we call non-QM. They're non-qualified mortgages. They're not qualified for government insurance or private mortgage insurance. They don't qualify for private mortgage insurance. That's why they're called non-qualified. Because you're not going to be documenting your income through traditional means. You're going to be documenting your income one of two ways for us as a self-employed trucker. Any of you self-employed folks out here, it's hard to put all that documentation together. Because if you're self-employed, we got to get your K-1s. We got to get your corporate taxes. We got to get your personal taxes. We got to put that all together. And we know you write a lot of that stuff off. So the non-QM way of doing it is this. We're either going to use your 1099s, your gross 1099s. Just show us your 1099s. And we will use that 1099s as your income. We will not use tax returns.
Right.
That's a non-QM loan. The rates are about 2% higher. How much higher, Bubba?
I wouldn't say
2%. Well, it depends on your credit score and your down payment.
It depends on your credit score.
And your down payment. So if you're going to put 20, you're going to be putting 20% down here. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have your good credit. You have your income documentation through 1099s. Here's the other one. If you don't have the 1099s, we can use your W-2s as well. If you don't have those, we can use bank statements, either corporate bank statements or personal bank statements. And what we will do is we will take the last 2 years of your bank deposits, your average monthly deposits. We look at your bank statements and we look at your annual deposits. And we will say, here's his average monthly deposit is this in his bank account. This is the income we're going to use to qualify you for your mortgage. They're both non-QM loans. They're both non-qualified mortgage, either your bank statements or your 1099s. Sometimes we can get away with just 12 months of 1099s. Your rate might be higher. Or sorry, 12 months of bank statements.
Yeah.
And so which way do you see people usually going with that? Usually, do they do a 1099 or a bank statement? Does it really depend whether they're self-employed or not, or how do you see it? Nate? Or Bubba?
I prefer the 12 months bank statements, because a lot of times if you have 2 years worth, you can kind of get into a lull in a couple of months or whatever. If go the 12 months, it's the
12 rate, months is
the
easier.
Rate difference is not higher, that much higher, depending on the score.
So. And your rate might not be that much higher than the current market. It might be 1%. Maybe it's, but some of you can expect if you have lower scores, okay, and you have a less of a down payment, you may see rates on non-QM loans 2% higher. You may see rates maybe 1% higher. And
depending on how much equity.
And you want to know why? Because there is a free market out there of people who want to make the interest on your mortgage, and they would like to get 8% or 8.5% return on their money.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will lend money. I can tell you what will happen. If there's all of a sudden mortgage rates are at 3% again, your non-QM rates are still going to be at 8.5%.
Yeah.
Because this is private money.
Yep.
This is not institutional money. This is not getting insured by the FHA or the VA or the USDA or private mortgage insurance companies. There's no mortgage insurance on these loans. So you're not paying PMI. But you don't have to pay 36% income tax on the money that, you know, because you want to have a good tax return to buy a house. You don't need it. You just have to expect you're going to pay a little bit more in interest, an extra 1% on $500,000 mortgage, right? Exactly. I'm just throwing that number out there as a random number, $500,000.
But you can't have your cake and eat it too.
So. You can, but hopefully you have some milk with it so it doesn't, you know.
Or Bluebell.
We want to take your questions. Get in touch with us here, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Hopefully that helps some of you who are self-employed out there. Some of you get paid in tips and you're depositing the money in your bank account. And now that's not taxed, by the way.
Yeah.
Now up to a certain amount, right? So up to a certain amount, those tips aren't taxed. Due to this big, beautiful bill thing going forward, some of you who are on Social Security are going to see a boost in that.
Yeah.
Bubba, you said you're seeing a boost. That's helping you, and you're on Social Security.
Correct.
And so you get your Social Security check, and so up to a certain amount, it's not taxed now. That's going to help more people afford taxes.
I don't understand is it was taxed before.
And what
so
I mean
why
is,
do I have to be taxed again?
So. So the thing is, some of you have to pay property tax in your house.
Yeah.
Some of you bought a home 40 years ago and you bought the home for $70,000 40 years ago. Now your home was worth $500,000. The same home you bought for $70,000 is now worth, someone told me they bought a home for $100,000. And now it's worth 1.2 in 40 some years.
Yeah.
1.2 million. And so that means your taxes are much higher. You're paying taxes on 1.2 million versus 100,000. And so some of you are getting taxed on your Social Security and you're also getting property taxes. So by them taking out a certain amount of tax on the Social Security, then you're going to be able to afford your property tax. You can avoid taxes on Social Security so you can pay taxes on your house because your property taxes keep going up. There's a lot of seniors, man. They have a hard time with these property taxes flying up on them. You do get a deduction as a senior. Now, you've told people on the show before there's a certain deduction they can get.
I have what they call tax code 33, which basically defers all my taxes until I'm either sell the property or
you pass.
Or I pass.
And then they sell the property.
Yeah. Then my kids sell it, but then the taxes are paid then.
So the taxes on that property are deferred.
It matches the equity.
So the taxes on the property are deferred.
Yes.
And can any senior sign up for that?
Anybody over 65 in Texas.
You can defer your property taxes and you can keep leave them on the property. You know what I mean? Is the property still has the taxes and it's accumulating and it's compounding every year.
Right.
You're just not paying it while you're until you sell the house.
Yep.
Or until you pass away and your heirs sell the house.
Right.
It's just kind of like a reverse mortgage is.
Yes.
A reverse mortgage is you're not paying principal and interest on the property. You're getting a loan, but you're deferring the principal and interest payment till you leave the house or you pass away. And then this tax code, what?
33.
If you're listening and you have a relative and they are struggling making their payments, think of tax code 33.
Yep.
Pass it along to your relatives.
You just go down and fill out a form and turn it in.
Tax code 33. Yep. Defer those taxes on the property. That it's going to leave some of your relatives in their house. They're fretting right now.
Yes.
There's a reason you're not getting better Christmas present.
And, you know, I have to thank a borrower for telling me about this a couple of years ago because I didn't know anything about it. You know, it's not like they advertise it.
Well, we're in the mortgage business. We're not in the property tax business.
Well, I know. But I said but something we do about know, it. Yeah. And then the guy said, well, don't you use tax code 33? And I go, well, what's tax code 33?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You know, but I caught it right as I was turning 65. So that was the nice thing.
So we were sharing about the non-QM loan.
Right.
Non-qualified mortgage. Again, not qualified for insurance for PMI, FHA. So you have to get through a private lender. Because a bank's not going to do a loan for you that's not insured, right? And they have to protect the deposits they have in that bank. And they have to protect the overall bank. So they're not going to do these non-QM loans. They will do some portfolio loans, though. Mm-hmm. Banks will do some jumbo loans for their clients and things. But we have a question here, Bubba. What's the lowest down payment you've seen for a non-QM loan? You seen any 10% down on the non-QM?
10%, yeah.
Now, those are going to come with higher rates because they don't have any mortgage insurance on them. So you're only putting 10% down, but you're not paying PMI.
But you're not paying PMI. So,
and so that's an option for you.
I mean, there may be a 5% one, but
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
But
now I can tell you this. There is a secondary market out there. It's a market that is invisible to the average man and woman, right? There is a market that's invisible to us, and that market is people who want to invest in non-QM loans and they want an 8 to 9 and 10% return.
True.
They want to make, instead of making 4% in a government bond, they want to make a 10% return. So they say you're going to put 20% down and we are going to invest in these loans. And there's a market for it. And there's groups of investors and there's corporations. And it's not just one. Call it 50. Now, when the subprime loan debacle happened and everything collapsed, all the subprime went away. It all went away. You went from hundreds of subprime companies, all went bankrupt, and then you went down to zero. And then non-QM came out about 5 years later, and it slowly is creeping back up. And it collapsed again in COVID for a minute. These non-QM programs can go away because it's a market, and people, when they get afraid, they pull their money. Okay, so this non-QM market of all these corporations, let's call it a good 20, 25 of them right now that a lot of lenders are going to get your loan placed. So we have the access and the connections to all the non-QM secondary market. That's what a mortgage company like us does. And so make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We'll help you out with that. We'll take a look at it for you, and we will do some digging. And it just depends on your situation. We'll take a look at it. But you don't have to put 20% down. There are programs. Just know that less down payment means a higher rate associated with it. Okay, we're going to take this break. And when we come back, get your questions in now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Text us there. We'll answer your questions when we come back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. A few minutes left. Get your questions in. We want to answer them for you here. We want to get you and your neighbors and your family members going in the right direction. Make sure you have them call TexasLending.com. We've been at it. TexasLenny.com's been at it since 1998. Who would have thunk 27 years later we'd still be doing this? But we are. And we've been doing radio here in town since 2001. Wow. I can't believe it. So anyway, been on here on The Fan here since 2011. 14 years we've been doing this show on The Fan. It's time is flying. We must be having fun. So, okay. So
the only mortgage show still on in town.
Yeah.
How about
yeah, that? Not a whole lot of mortgage companies you see marketing on TV or the radio, but we're here doing it. And so support the cause. Keep Bubba off the streets. Call us today. And then you'll keep the neighborhood safer by having Bubba answer your phone calls rather than carousing. All right. So this person says, can I apply for a non-QM loan with my spouse if I'm 1099 and they're W-2? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
And so the thing is, if we need your income, if we need your income to qualify,
and
you're writing it all off, and it you can't get your traditional conventional loan, right? You're not going to qualify for that FHA or that VA loan if you're writing it all off. But if we have your 1099s and we know what you have coming in there, and we got your wife's W-2s, and we can use both incomes, we may get you and we don't know the rest of your scenario there. Yeah. We don't know all your debts.
The rest of the story.
We just know your upfront information here that, yes, you can use your 1099s, your spouse's W-2s, and so we can use that as the income for qualifying you for 9QM. And just think, instead of your rate being 7, you might be paying 8.5. Mm-hmm. Some of you might be paying 9. Some of you might be paying 7.75. The 9QM... Think in my brain, get prepared for 1-2% higher. If it's less than that, hey, we've under promised and over delivered. And that's, we want to make sure that we're giving you good conservative information when it comes time to getting that home loan so that you are not surprised, so that we can all make some good planning and get prepared and go out there and put some home contracts out there with our friends, our realtors who are trying to drive around town and show you the way to get into a house. Okay, we're going to...
Yeah, Stuart's out showing some of my people today.
We would like you to call. We would like you to call TDT Realtors if you'd like. Give them a call. They're right in the center of DFW. They can handle anywhere within driving distance. And that's a relative thing. Some people think driving distance is an 8-hour drive. Once that thing gets over 3 hours...
You're no longer a relative.
No. I start looking at what is that going to cost me on Southwest to go down there, or American to go down there. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Like, once you're about four and a half hours is about, you know, then you're definitely looking at the flying options. Except if you're a trucker, you're just driving.
Keep on trucking.
Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today. Go online and apply. Get your information in there. We have loan officers that will take your questions. Happy to get, you know, call us over there at the office. Always good to talk to a real human being these days. You never know with this AI stuff going on. You don't know if you're talking to a real person or not.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I'll get a text message will pop up and they'll say, are you real? I go, yeah, I'm a real person.
Are you a real boy?
I'm a real bot.
So make sure that you get in touch with TexasLending.com. You talk to the real inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah, that's true.
Make sure you ask for that specifically. I want to talk to the real inappropriate Uncle Bubba, none of these not the knockoffs.
Yeah.
And we'll be happy to help you out. We didn't talk about war rates. Our rates bumped up a little bit this week. And so they have been just bouncing. 1 week they're down an eighth. Next week they're up an eighth. They haven't really gone anywhere.
Yeah.
They've just been sitting there. We talked about early in the show, the Federal Reserve lowered the overnight rate by 0.5%. They did that back in September, and mortgage rates went up 1%, and they haven't come back down. Mortgage rates have been sitting in this 0.25% range, bouncing up and down. They've just been sitting in this little 0.25% range. And so sometimes you can see a deal out there. Someone comes in and there's someone in the secondary market says, we're going to buy up a bunch of FHA loans. You might get a better deal on FHA, but we have some... You're going to see some FHA rates in the sixes, folks. Maybe some VA rates in the sixes, potentially. You're seeing conventional rates. Somewhere between 6 and 8% is where you're going to find a vast majority of your mortgage rates right now. Somewhere between 6 and 8%, depending on your your credit situation,
your loan,
your down payment situation, you know, your income documentation situation. Your rates are going to be a little bit higher than that if you're getting a home equity lien, like a second lien. Mm-hmm. Your rates are going to be a little, you're going to be a little bit higher on those. You're going to be higher on investment properties, higher on second homes, higher on non-QM. And so that's what you're going to find. That's just your comfort zone area. If you're driving around, you can know that, okay, if I'm thinking about a mortgage, it's going to be somewhere in that ballpark. Okay, so let's get you all prepared and make sure you get going with a company you can trust. It's TexasLending.com. Bubba, you working today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bubba is working today. And
Watching the Open.
Watching the Open with one of our local friends here.
Scheffler.
Mr. Scheffler out there in the front. He tees off here in about 35 minutes, so make sure you get yourself prepared.
You'll probably find him at the Inwood Tavern Monday or Tuesday.
You know, Bubba, you can get your pedicure done. You know, get your toenails done, and while they're drying there on your couch,
yeah,
you know, with your little cotton swabs between your toes, you can be sitting there watching the Scotty Scheffler golf.
Yeah. The Scotty Scheffler Show.
We got to get out of here. So make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. Go online and apply. For Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I'm Kevin Miller, and we wish you well. Have a great weekend. See you next week when we come back here once again on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.